Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 15 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Well, we're meeting with the CEO and founder of Celebrity School, Richie Hoffman. And since 1994, Celebrity Schools has been caring for and positively impacting the lives of children. Today, their daycare history is taking a big step to supporting children and their parents in more locations and in more mid-Atlantic states. And we'll talk to Richie about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 15 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with the CEO and founder of Celebrity School, Richie Hoffman, and since 1994, Celebrity Schools has been caring for and positively impacting the lives of children. Hi, Richie, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marty, thanks for having me.
Oh, this is my pleasure, Richie. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Richie?
I am in Baltimore, Maryland, where Celebrity School is headquartered.
That's fantastic. It's I loved your story, Richie, you know, when I read about it several years back. And, you know, I thought, you know, maybe we could talk about the history of Celebrity School and some of the key milestones. But I think to do that, I mean, we even have to go back to maybe when you were in high school. You want to kind of start there in the beginning?
Yeah, I guess in high school, I knew coming out of high school that I definitely did not have plans or any ambitions to go off to college.
Right.
And growing up, my parents had a preschool, so that was always, I think, in my future. So as I graduated from high school, I got into the bakery business, distributing real estate. Tanning salons were really big back in the early 90s.
They were.
So I opened a couple of tandem salons, and in 1994, I got my opportunity to open my own preschool at the age of 26, and which I did. I always say I was Celebrity's first franchisee, even though I didn't know it at the time, because I was mentored and guided by my mom, who had been in the business for a long, long time. So started in 1994 at my first preschool at the age of 26.
I had the chance to interview you several years back, Richie. How did you even come up with the name for Celebrity? It has such a nice ring to it.
Yeah, thank you. So as you had mentioned, Marty, you know, we've gone through a lot of transition, you know, in the early days. You know, a lot of preschools were called learning centers. So originally we were called Enchanted Child Care. And then as time went on and parents demand, we became Enchanted or Celebrity Learning Centers. And now today we are Celebrity School. So I know there's, you're looking for this magic, you know, answer of maybe we brought in, you know, we brought in these marketing experts, but it didn't really go that way. I was actually driving home one day and saw a sign that said Celebrity Veterinarian Clinic close here by my home, but it was spelled C-E-L-E-B-R-I-I-E-R. And so I called. I was like, what does that mean? They said, my name's Celeste. My husband's name's Brian. I said, okay, that means nothing to me. So I sent it to our sign people, graphic people, and I just knew I was drawn to this name. As you said, it just sounds amazing. So when they sent it back, it looked like a national brand, and we're on our way to making that a reality.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's great. You know, you come from an entrepreneurial family, Richie. You know, and I'm curious, you know, because I haven't mentioned to you, but I've listened to your podcast in the past, too. So I know, you know, a little bit about your background, and I know you have a big family. I mean, have any of your children expressed interest in going into entrepreneurship? Have you seen that yet?
You know, it's fun. It's the language we speak at the dinner table.
Is it?
My wife and I have five children. One just left to become a Marine, and one is headed off to college. And, you know, we speak about this all the time. We really never talk about them going to work for somebody else. It's all about, you know, our family and businesses that we can create.
When you started the business, Richie, you know, because again, I've been studying, you know, your business model for some time. I mean, you could have, because it was successful, I mean, you could have went about this on your own. In other words, you could have opened up a second Celebrity and a third on your own.
Yep.
But you decided to go the franchise route. And I thought it was an interesting story. Maybe you could talk a little bit about why you decided to do that.
Yeah, so, over the last 26 years of that, it was opening one and two school, three schools per year.
Right.
And March of 2019, we have built an amazing team here that was running the 26 company-owned schools. And to be honest with you, Marty, I was kind of bored. I kind of was lost in what I was doing. The team here was running the schools and overseeing everything. And I said I could wake up at the age of, 55 or 60 and have 50 or 60 schools and be like, oh, that's cool. But it wasn't fulfilling enough to me. And then in the early years, you know, watching parents and seeing how parents would light up as they made a decision to enroll their children in a Celebrity school, that's really where I got my passion from. So, as I mentioned, in March of 2019, I said, let's franchise this concept and let's give other families the opportunity not only to own their own business for the first time, or for some folks to even diversify their family portfolio, into a business that I believe is just absolutely so rewarding in so many different ways.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the challenges and opportunities, you know, because you had the emerging franchisor title, Richie. You know, maybe you could talk about some of those.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's been a blessing. We've been in the preschool industry for over 27 years. And I think that's why families are really attracted to us, because we're not really franchisors. We're really preschool operators.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's really the business that they're looking to be a part of. So, you know, as the CEO here, you know, I'm totally relatable to anything that any of our franchisees would go through or have concerns about, because I've been through it for the last 27 years. So, you know, I think we're not coming off, and we're not, you know, just awarding franchise our franchisees. We're mm-hmm. truly in the preschool business, and we look at our franchise partners and their schools just through the same lens as the schools that we own and operate.
And that comes across in your, I guess we can call the word tagline, Richie, you know, is what stood out for me, you know, mm-hmm. when I studied your model is we grow people big and small. And I thought maybe yep. if you could talk a little bit about that, because I think it's so powerful.
Yeah, that's our secret sauce, Mari. I mean, we grow people big and small. So, you know, the preschool business is, you know, is focused on making sure that these little ones are preparing to enter into kindergarten and meeting their developmental milestones and everything that relates to a classroom. But we also took that concept and said, what if we applied that to our teachers?
Right.
What if we made sure that they were meeting their milestones and their outcomes?
Right.
And which we've done. So, you know, if you're a Celebrate teacher or any level, any team member here at Celebrate, you're on a skill path to help you mm-hmm. Better in the position that you're in, but you're also on a career path. We want to make sure that you're prospering. We want to make sure if you're a 4-year-old teacher, what's next? What do you want to do? Because we believe, you know, if you're growing and prospering, then you're happy.
I imagine some of them too, Richie. I guess you can, you know, groom for being future franchisees as well, right? I mean, as they learn the business and they understand the business and they say, okay, you know, I understand the model and I love it, and they could be their own franchisees one day themselves, couldn't they?
That's so funny you mention that. We actually have two previous Celebrate teachers that are now in construction right now. They should actually
That's
open
incredible.
Their schools any day now. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, to me, with the mindset of, you know, we grow people big and small, to me, it was that you were a regional director. That was kind of like the crown jewel at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the crown jewel is really now that you could go from being an assistant teacher to owning your own Celebrate school. And to me,
that's amazing.
That's inspiring.
And that's the joy for you, too, as I get in studying your background, Richie, as you mentioned, you know, this was your passion, wasn't it? I mean, this is the joy for you with Celebrate is just watching your franchisees grow, isn't it?
Absolutely. And even our employees, I think, just on the corporate level, we have around 1,200 employees. But so seeing everybody prosper and, you know, especially in an industry and a business that is just so rewarding in so many different ways. But you're right, Marty. That's where I get my energy, but that's what gets me up every morning is helping others accomplish their goals and dreams.
That's wonderful. How's technology play a role in your business today, Richie? I know, you know, technology seems to, you know, it grows every year and it seems to become more important every year. And, you know, I know you went through COVID successfully, but how are you using technology today?
Well, I think, you know, first thing that comes to my mind, Marty, is the technology we use to communicate with our parents and how.
Mm-hmm.
So in the earlier days, you know, if you were headed into kindergarten, the mom would have to come enroll you in kindergarten and give your kindergarten teacher your portfolio. And the portfolio is basically a folder of like 4 years of material. And I mean, it was a total mess.
Yeah.
So now that it's all digitalized, we call it Celebrate. I mean, you're walking in there with art projects that, you know, that Josh did back when he was 3, and here you go, and it was up to the kindergarten teacher to kind of decipher through that and figure out. But with today's technology that we're using, it's all digitalized, and
it's incredible.
You can easily show these kindergarten teachers exactly where these children stand according to the state standards and milestones that have been put in place. So that's just a small example. That communication tool is also great for parents. Our
mm-hmm.
teachers are constantly snapping photographs and talking about the child's day. You know, most parents look at an activity and are like, that's cute. But that cuteness has a developmental objective behind it.
Right.
And they can also share that with grandma and grandpa that are heavily involved these days in their grandchildren's lives.
That's true. That's a really good point. And, you know, your industry, Richie, I mean, it's, you know, one of the themes of our show over the last 15 years was, you know, to kind of, you know, look towards the industry and the growth. And it seems like in your industry, I mean, you're certainly in the top, you know, I mean, as I guess fastest growing industries or big industries. You know, how big is the industry for Celebrity anyway, Richie?
I've heard it's $51 billion industry,
right, yes.
but you know, I, as you mentioned, Marty, I mean, coming out of COVID, I mean, we had so much attention put on us. I mean, we always knew, mm-hmm. and a lot of people knew, the importance of early education, but coming out of COVID, we really found out, or our communities found out, how important early education is. And so, you know, our enrollment is crazy right now. Parents are, you know, calling off the hook, trying to get in their children.
Right.
Even if mom and dad can work from home, they right. still understand the importance of early education and
yes.
they know that, you know, children of this age and all children really to be in the proper learning environment.
Sure. And I've seen over the years too, Richie, is, you know, I mean, Celebrity has had a number of accolades. Any other recent performance marks that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, every time we enter into a new state or a new community, I just
yeah.
find that, you know, success. But
right.
you know, recently we were awarded the Amazon headquarters childcare.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that.
Here in Arlington, Virginia, and that opportunity came from one of our franchise partners who
right.
has a school in Tysons. This was an RFP that went out for 30, they received 30 RFPs, and they narrowed it down, and Celebrity was
wow.
selected to be the Amazon headquarter provider. So we're very excited, especially with Amazon. They have some amazing high standards and values
mm-hmm.
that really fit nicely with us here at Celebrity.
Those Amazon centers are monsters, Richie. My mom, she lives in Somerset, New Jersey, and they just built one. I was in awe when I saw the building. I said, oh, my God, I just couldn't, you know, and then, I thought of, you know, what was going on for Celebrity, and I said, what an amazing account, you know,
yeah.
to have that opportunity, you know, is just wonderful. And how you
well,
stood
well,
out over all those other schools.
Well, as you
yeah.
said, Marty, I mean, it's actually called Crystal City, and it is like a crystal city. I mean, it's amazing.
When I have someone on the show like yourself, Richie, I always have to ask because, you know, as I mentioned, you come from an entrepreneurial family. You know, you definitely have all the characteristics and traits of an entrepreneur, and you have so much experience in franchising. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? Because, you know, there's so much out there today. I think in the beginning phases, it's a little bit overwhelming for people to
mm-hmm.
research a franchise. So from everything you've learned up to this point, what would you give to our listeners?
You know, I would say, you know, and this applies to life, not just in franchising, is
mm-hmm.
just look a little bit deeper and ask
mm-hmm.
maybe ask some better questions. I know when I
yeah.
go to franchise expos and I'm
right.
standing there, folks are just walking by and
mm-hmm.
they look up and they see Celebrity School and they just keep walking. And they have their opinions or thoughts on
right.
what that means and what that is. So
right.
the first thing they start doing is discounting. Like, I don't have an education degree. I'm not
right.
a teacher.
Right.
I don't want to be in a classroom. I've never conducted a 2-year-old classroom in my life because I'm
right.
not qualified. So
right.
you know, but what's underneath that brand is everything that our franchisees are looking for. It's creating a legacy for their family. It's making an
right.
impact on their community. It's helping and also having an amazing franchise or financial component behind it. So not everything should be taken at face value.
Mm-hmm.
I would sit back and I would ask, what do and we're seeing this right now with a lot of our franchisees that are coming on board. They're asking themselves, what do I want the second chapter of my life to look like?
Right.
And I can
right.
tell you this, the preschool industry and being a part of this brand is just it checks a lot of people's boxes as they go into the second chapter.
And it fits the lifestyle, probably, I imagine, of your franchisees as well, Richie. You know, I didn't ask, but, you know, I guess like on a typical day, so you're not open on weekends, right? It's Monday through Friday, and I think what was the hours, like 6 in the morning or 6:30, something like that?
Yeah, so, it's Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 6:30. And,
okay.
So no weekends, no evenings, so, you know, you're home for dinner, you're at the soccer game for your
right.
little ones, and you can enjoy your weekend with your family.
That's great. I have to ask you about your podcast, too, because I saw you got into podcasting, and I've listened to a bunch of your podcasts, too, Richie, so I'm a fan. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because you have some really good content on there.
Yeah, again, it's just a way to communicate with the people that are interested in
right.
In this opportunity,
right?
Or just parents that are looking for quality care for their children. I mean, there's a lot of choices out there, but I wouldn't say there's a lot of great choices out there.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. And we mentioned in the introduction of the show, so there's a lot going on at Celebri right now in terms of expansion, Richie. So I have to ask, I mean, so mm-hmm. what are the plans for the future for Celebri? I mean, if you could look into the crystal ball, whether it's 1 year or 3 years or 5 years down the road, where do you see the organization?
Well, we just talked a lot about children's milestones, so mm-hmm. I consider that one of our milestones. So, you know, when we first launched, Marty, back in March of 2019, the goal was 150 schools by 2025.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we have awarded over 87
wow.
territories in a very short period of time. A lot of our franchise, that's about 44 franchise partners. So a lot
mm-hmm.
of our partners are taking advantage of, you know, multiple territories.
Wow.
So a lot of our franchise partners are not being awarded one school, they're actually being awarded three schools, which
wow.
which is a part of their family plans too. I mean, that's the one
right.
thing that I want to know at Discovery Day is, you know, what is your family's goals? What are your plans? So we could help
right.
map that out for you too. So if it's three schools, let's go ahead and let's award you three now, so that way you don't just just open one and now, you know, somebody else has taken that future. This future location. So it's important
right.
for us to sit down and listen to what their personal family goals are
right.
and then help them plan that out.
Can you tell, Richie, I mean, because, again, you've been doing this such a long time now. I mean, when you're meeting with a prospective franchisee, I mean, if they're going to be successful, maybe in franchising in general or a good match for Celebri?
That's funny. One of our key ingredients here is our competencies.
Mm-hmm.
So we will ask our – I'm just like an interview, and it doesn't matter if you're a franchise partner or you're
right.
A teacher or a director here. Everybody operates through the same nine core competencies. So we want to ask our franchisee partners, you know, talk to us about your experience with team building Spire.
Mm-hmm.
What time in your life, because these nine core competencies we know
right.
make the best
right.
the best franchisees.
Right. That's terrific. What's the best way, Richie, for our listeners to get more information on Celebri? Of course, the franchise opportunity, but even the service itself. I mean, any websites you can kind
yeah.
of plug?
Yeah, they can go right to Celebri.com, CelebreE.com.
That's fantastic. Well, I can't tell you how much I enjoy talking to you again, Richie, and I'd like to, again, invite you back over the next couple of years because, as I mentioned, I've been following your career, and
yeah.
I love your story, and it's just wonderful to see all the success that Celebri's had over the years, so congratulations to you.
I really appreciate that, Marty.
You're most welcome, Richie, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews. Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today's Great Quote in Franchising podcast comes from Mary Jane Riva, the CEO of Pizza Factory. And Mary Jane gave some great advice. You know, one of the questions we frequently ask on the show when we have someone like Mary Jane is, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise? And she said that you should look under the hood. And, you know, I thought her advice was very original, but you have to listen to the podcast to find out why. So here we go with Mary Jane Riva, CEO of Pizza Factory. Hi, franchise. You know, we've been doing the show such a long time now, and one of the biggest things we've learned is that, you know, a lot of our listeners – and their quest to buy a franchise, they don't know where to begin because, like you were saying earlier, there's so much out there today. You know, I mean, there's just so much to choose from. Most of them don't even know where to begin. It just becomes overwhelming.
Yep.
You know, from everything you've learned, you know, up to this point, what advice would you give to our listeners?
Well, the first, there's a couple things. And one that as we're going through this journey ourselves from being a franchisee to the franchisor, it's understanding the roles of the franchisor versus the franchisee. That's a really big, important, really what is the role that you're playing versus the franchisor. And then when you're looking at brands, the other thing for brands to me is really looking under the hood. Don't just look at all the stuff on the surface. Really dig down. See what extra charge is there. You know, are they marking up stuff? You know, really evaluate a brand to a brand and not just the fluff kind of stuff that you see on the top. And it's a lot of due diligence.
Right.
But, you know, ask the questions that are going to be once you're in there. You know, are they marking up the food product? Are they marking up advertising materials? You know, what are you paying? So really, really dig down and ask a lot more questions. And I would talk to a lot of franchisees that are in the system and see how they feel about the franchisor and the brand itself. I would do a lot of due diligence with franchisees because they're the ones that are going to tell you.
Right, absolutely. I love how you said look under the hood. You know, I mentioned doing the show such a long time. I've never heard that analogy before. I think that's very clever to look under the hood, you know, to go deep, you know, mm-hmm. inside and look what's under, not just what's on top. You know, we have this great quote in franchise. I'm going to put that one in there because I think that's fantastic. You know, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, Pizza Factory, I mean, you have a lot of franchisees that you can call, right? I mean, I think you're up to, is it over 100 franchisees now, Mary Jane? So there's plenty of people.
We've got
you know,
some
that have...
Oh, good. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say we have them. They've been in the system for 30 years. We have franchisees, you know, that have been in that long, and we have them that are just getting on. So there's a wide range. So and you want to hit all those. You know, you want to hit the newbies. You want to hit the older ones. You want to get their feel of what's been going on and how they've been treated. And but yeah, it's there's a lot of people to call. There's a lot of people to ask. There's a lot of different town sizes. So when you're doing your due diligence.
Right.
You know, really, really, really get out there and dig deep.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Pizza Factory, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, go to our Franchise Interviews by Category page, and click on Food Franchises, and you can hear the whole interview there. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a huge success. You know, it's hard to imagine when we started the show that our Great Quotes and Franchising podcast was going to become just as big as our regular show. So we want to thank everyone again and continue to listen to our Great Quotes and Franchising podcast sponsored by Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.